Daddy's in the cornfield, round about a quarter to two.
Hello, it's Monday, October 24th, and you are listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. I am your host, Chris. This would be show number 28. Check out our website, DreamStation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, forums, podcasts, feeds, and our downloadable show archive. If you'd like to send us an email or an audio comment, videogameshow@DreamStation.cc. We have three other people today. We have Keith. Philip.
Hello there.
And Bob.
Hi. Yours is plain.
Let's nail over what we're going to be discussing today here. We got some new at DreamStation.cc, little scoop of 10 million PSPs worldwide. We have a PS2. Ye hates us. The Bumblefoot update. Mick Nintendo. Gates says hard drives over DVDs. Xbox 360 kiosks are up. Our forum questions, sort of. The popular online retailer top 8. How's that?
That's better.
And of course, our mailbag.
Next topic.
This week in housekeeping. Again, the Gamertag Radio Xbox Awards will be in November. I have not spoken with Godfrey recently, pretty much because he's being trounced by Hurricane Wilma down in Miami right now. Hopefully they're all okay, and we'll get you info as we get it. We'd like to thank VGN Radio, Kevin and the guys over there for the pimpage last week. Thank you, guys. Check out their website, vgnradio.com. Kevin is actually a pretty cool guy to talk to. He's helped me out with some of my podcasting questions when I first started, so thanks, guys. And in case you were wondering, well, you know, you're staring at your TV screen today, Xbox Live is down. By the time you hear this, it should be up and working, though. They're doing the upgrade for the Xbox 360 stuff.
For them to actually listen to you to stop staring means they've been staring at their TV for about 3 days. At which case, I suggest going to get something to eat before you become a video game-related death.
No, don't. We need those. We haven't had them in a couple weeks. There's a thing called Frapper. It has a Frapopolis for the DreamStation website. It's pretty cool. You can throw up your zip code, put your name and a little comment, and it will actually put a little flag on this big world map so you can see where all the people who listen and visit our website are from. It's kind of neat. The Doom movie was released this past week. It raked in $15.5 million in its first weekend. That's really not that good in movie terms. Tom isn't here. He was the one that saw it. He said it pretty much sucked.
Aw, but everybody likes The Rock.
Fat Buddha. Now I have that kick metal soundbite that was played at the beginning and end of show 27 running through my brain. It went something like, you took my epic sword, now I'm gonna take your life. Does anyone know what Vandergroup did this and what track it is? How's that for some props, Bob?
I rock.
Yeah. I guess this would be a good time to mention that Bob usually does most of the music every week, and yeah, that was the video game death theme song that he had last week. I believe we have a link there with lyrics and everything else in our forum, so you're good to go. We will mention it briefly since it doesn't matter. The Gizmondo has launched in the United States this past weekend. Woohoo!
Hey.
There, we gave you airtime. Next, new NVIDIA drivers, 81.85. No one cares. The Gizmondo. It's $299 and they send you ads to your device. If you have an NVIDIA video card, new drivers are out. In a related topic, Keith, Phil, and myself have gotten back into World of Warcraft. We are on the Mediva server, M-E-D-I-V-H. We're a low-level alliance on there with some of the DreamStation folks. If you want to get on that server, jump on. We'd love to have you. There's a topic in our forums with what's your name and what server are you on and stuff. You can find us that way.
Next topic.
All right, new at DreamStation.cc. We have reviews of the following games. Armored Core Ninebreaker for the PS2. Zookeeper for the Nintendo DS. Castlevania Dawn of Sorrow for the Nintendo DS. Everyone's favorite Hello Kitty Roller Rescue for the GameCube.
That game owns.
And Fantastic Four for the Xbox.
Next topic.
10 million PSPs worldwide. As of last Friday, the 21st, they have shipped out 10 million PSPs worldwide in the 10 months or so that it's been out. Now they plan to sell an additional 2 or 3 million more this holiday season. I guess this would be a time to mention that the Sony guys have decided that they want this Gigapack thing, so they're re-releasing the PSP, but it's going to have a gigabyte memory stick in it. First adopters, bend over.
I'm wondering what percentage of those are still on store shelves, because, you know, I don't see too many people walking around with those.
10 million of them worldwide have shipped, and 9 million are sitting on the shelves.
I mean, they've actually been selling pretty good, though.
Worldwide, though, like, I'm sure there's lots of people in, like, Nicaragua walking around with their PSPs.
Anyone have anything more on the crappy PlayStation?
Big any games yet?
Not so much.
Keep up the good work, Sony. I'm sure there's another firmware update coming out soon.
We may start a new segment. We'll do a weekly firmware update review. We can, you know, review the latest firmware for the PSP and give you that breaking news each week.
Next topic.
PS Tubes?
This is a good one. This isn't video game debts, but it's up there. Sony released a new silver slim version of the PlayStation 2 to go out in Japan to go against the Xbox 360. The silver PS2 will come out.
Is it run by AA batteries?
This PS2 will come out on November 23rd over in Japan. Here's the good part. Sony went out and said, oh yeah, there will be compatibility issues with it. There are currently 7 PS2 titles and 40 PS1 titles that just won't work with it. Sorry. One of the games that won't work is Tekken 5. Why are you releasing a new version of your PlayStation 2 knowing fully well that it's not as good? Kind of convinced that at this point they're not even trying to make money anymore. It's some sort of weird social experiment. They're like, let's see if they'll buy this. Damn, they bought it. Well, let's see if they buy this.
How stupid are they? We're going to make PS2 that has compatibility issues. They'll buy it anyway.
So,
just a bunch of guys
again,
making bets over sake.
So, yeah.
I bet you 40,000 yen that they buy this piece of s***.
So this isn't the best strategy to go head-to-head with an upcoming next-gen console by releasing a crappy version of your last-gen console. But what do I know? The Sony social experiment continues.
Next topic.
Yee hates us.
Yee, that's the California guy, Long Duk Dong.
Correct. California Assemblyman Leland Yee has formally complained. One day after the Electronic Software Association and the Video Game Software Dealers Association filed a formal complaint against the whole lawsuit thing with the governor, Arnold, signing that California video game bill to not allow sales to minors.
Tom's not here. We get another 10-minute rant.
Well, here's Yee's rant. He berated the game industry for failing to protect the children, of course. He's a child psychologist, and he's convinced himself and is trying to convince other people that violent video games have ill effects on kids. He's so busy being an assemblyman that he has time, I guess, to research the video game's effects on kids, even though no one else has. Here is his quote. Bear with me. History has proven in cases of child labor and physical assault on children that we can and should pass laws to protect them. I am a strong, firm believer in the First Amendment and in free speech, but when a game allows a player to virtually commit sexual assault and murder, as a society, we must do what we can to protect our children. Same way we do for alcohol, tobacco, pornography, among other items.
You know what? I agree with that. So add the stupid little adult or, you know, 18-year-old to buy the game. Who cares?
I don't know why these people put so much effort into protecting children, to tell you the truth. I mean, think of, like, children. They're toddlers until they're about 5, right? And then they're only technically children until, like, what, 12? And then they're, like, teenagers and stuff. So you got 7 years.
The thing is they're making such a big deal about this, about the children. Okay, so put the you need ID to buy the game. Make it like a pack of cigarette. What difference does it make? It doesn't mean anything.
Well, I think that's what he's trying to say. He's trying to say, we need this law so that under 18 you can't buy these games.
The same warning labels, like, you know, cigarette smoking kills, we always guard. GTA San Andreas kills, we always guard.
We're going to have video games where old dudes with no voice box are going to mumble, I used to play GTA and look at me now. So, Joe, as the only dude in here under the age of 18, you would not be allowed to buy any M-rated video games. Do you care? Well, he's quiet, so in case you didn't hear him, he doesn't really care. He'd have someone do it for him.
He also said, though, that his parents won't let him play the games that are evil and violent and mature and this, that, and the other thing. Like parents should do, not blame the video game, but take responsibility for their own children.
So, Joe, you've never played, let's say, Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah, I have a ton.
Okay, Keith... You can go ahead and be quiet now.
Or do you play it at your friend's house? Or is that just a particular game that your parents don't care about?
Well, I just played at my friend's houses, and then I got my friend to copy Vice City on my computer, so I have it out.
Well, see, that should be the deciding point right there. If your kids are smart enough to figure out how to get the games themselves, then they're mature enough to play it.
Getting drunk in the park, smoking pot in the backyard, kind of a thing.
No, Mom and Dad, I have not gotten drunk in the park and smoked video games.
And smoked video games.
Correct.
Probably a horrible argument against what we were just trying to say. Oh, it don't matter. The parents just need to do it.
Would your parents ever find out? Like, should I censor this at all, or do you not care?
I doubt they'll even know. I don't really care.
You mean they don't listen to our podcast?
Dude, do your parents listen to our podcast?
We kind of respect
in
what he is doing, but you guys are all blowing the problem out of the water. You're just parent your kids.
Exactly. Kids are still going to play video games, have premarital sex, have underage drinking, and engage AIDS and illegal drugs.
No comment.
Next topic.
Speaking of illegal drugs, our boy, Bumblefoot. So the anti-video game Florida lawyer, Jack Thompson, who we call Bumblefoot. So that's the last time we're going to say his name. And I only do that because there are new people who ask me, who is the dude? So he faxed a letter to the Seattle Police Department to have the guys from Penny Arcade arrested. He quoted as saying, "There are a bunch of computer geeks out there who think that the video game industry has a constitutional right to paint a bullseye on your back and on your officers' backs." This is the fax that he was saying to the Seattle Police Department. So he's saying that he's being harassed. So the tables have turned, because after tons of emails and phone calls to the Florida Bar Association, Bumblefoot is now being investigated and potentially could be debarred for complaints citing his ethics. Apparently back in 1998, he called Janet Reno, a closet lesbian with a drinking problem, and she was open to be blackmailed pretty easily. This idiot is getting dumber and dumber. Basically, Penny Arcade, we explained kind of what happened last week. He's now sicked the Seattle police on them to have them arrested because, you know, he's threatening all these people. Somebody finally stood up and fought back, and now he's ticked. And he's saying, oh, there's computer geeks. Please save me. There's tons. I'm getting death threats and stuff.
We are under attack. Repeat, under attack. Situation leak. Deflector shield destroyed. Can't hold out much longer. Please respond.
How pathetic are you to fear computer people for physical harm?
Pixelanti.
Most computer geeks are the ones that end their days, you know, stuffed in a locker somewhere or something.
Yeah, but there's nothing that anybody can do about it because nobody's threatened to hurt him or kill him or any of the above.
He has emails from people that do threaten physical harm and death and all that other good stuff. He said he'll turn those over when the time is right. And if you haven't found it by now, this is a pretty slow news week.
Next topic.
McNintendos! Starting November 14th, you can play your Nintendo DS at 6,000 McDonald's restaurants. Are those restaurants? Can those be considered restaurants?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what you have to do to be considered a restaurant, but I can't think of a better place to use a touchscreen than after eating a greasy Big Mac and fries. That's the smear.
They just want to avoid the Korea situation, so our internet cafes won't starve you to death. You'll just die of obesity.
Some people go to Starbucks and work on their laptop. I guess gamers will go to McDonald's and play on their DS. Hipsters.
Starting to get some respect back for Nintendo. They go and do stupid things like this. I guess we haven't hated on Nintendo in a while, so.
No, we haven't made fun of Nintendo recently, so poof, here you go. You can use your french fry as a stylus. Ugh. Remind me never to use anyone's Nintendo DS ever again. You thought bringing the PSP into the bathroom was bad. I think this is worse.
Well, if it's McDonald's, you pretty much are bringing the DS into the bathroom.
Ooh, zing!
And I swear to Christ, if that Burger King king shows up at my house, he's getting a bullet right between the eyes. That dude scares the living out of me.
Did you know that's one of the top-selling Halloween costumes this year?
Yeah,
Burger King.
Here's my big grin and an egg McOmelet or whatever he always holds.
Next topic.
Bill Gates says hard drives over DVD drives. In a speech given last week at Howard University, Bill Gates said that it's not a matter of Blu-ray or HD DVD formats for his Xbox 360, because in the long run, both will be replaced. He thinks that they will be replaced by hard drives.
This explains a lot of problems I've had with Windows.
Is he foreseeing games being sold on like 5-gig hard drives or something?
I think he's saying that, it's not a matter of which DVD format, it's going to be a big old hard drive that's going to be in there, and to be on the cutting bleeding edge of technology, he chose to make the hard drive optional and make it only 20 gigabytes and put neither a Blu-ray or an HD DVD in the Xbox 360.
Seeing how stupid this guy's been for the last two shows about throughput and bandwidth, some game that takes 40 gigs of hard drive space, how long is it going to take you to play one scene which takes 20 seconds?
You switch to CD2 and all it does is reinstall it over CD1 on the hard drive before you can play it.
You start your game and it'll be like, so you wanted to play the third level in the sewers again? No, dude, I want to go to work. No, we have the sewer level pretty much loaded on the hard drive, so you're going to be playing that sewer level again. I don't know what to say to this other than I'm all for hard drives. I like hard drives. I wish that the Xbox 360 wasn't going to have an optional 20-gig hard drive, but I think
instead
that
put a nice, cheap, internal 250-gig one for the same price, that'd be great.
And don't cripple everything. Allow us to, you know, do Steam. I don't care. Whatever. Steam is a service that you can download content right over the internet, and so you don't actually buy the games. You just go ahead, pay for them, and download them right onto your little computer or whatever. It'll just hurt the pirates. I'm all for buying games off the internet.
Next topic.
The Xbox 360 kiosks are up. Walmart's, also the MS campus in Redmond. They have Xbox 360 playable kiosks thing where they just, you know, you go to Walmart and they have the little gaming thing set up so that you can just play it, try it out. Here's the problem. You know, that's all fine and good and stuff, but there are reports of the boxes fritzing out, locking up, blue screen of death, horrible, horrible things, even being shut down. People that have seen them working complained about the horrid picture quality and the fact that they're not too impressed. Now, again, some of this is rumors. Some of this is internet postings. People are saying that the Walmart folks are incorrectly hooking these machines up.
What, you mean the high-quality employees at Walmart? The brilliant technicians?
The 82-year-old dude?
They're only paid $2.50 an hour.
You know, they lead you to believe, oh, this is so easy to do. It's no big deal. Everything's great and wonderful and hunky-dory. The 2.4 gigahertz wireless is supposedly interfering with the Walmart hand scanners and cash registers and their smart system and everything.
You're not being sold near a hospital. Old guy's walking by his pacemaker and just dropping dead.
What'd you get for Christmas, Billy? Oh, I got an Xbox, Grandpa. You want to play with me? Sure. Oh, my God, shut it off. Some of these are actually been shut down. When asked why, they said, oh, it's interference with our systems. Now, I listened to the Major Nelson podcast, just the first little bit. He was defending it, saying basically, everybody relax, everything is cool. They did get installed, but the people have to go around and optimize them. You know how you optimize hardware? When I install my VCR, I hook it up, I go in, and I gotta come back. Usually I don't optimize them the same night. I usually wait till the next day and optimize it.
The firmware update for my VCR.
What has this world come to? I plugged in my TV and it was all fuzzy. Oh, did you optimize it? You need to optimize that. You really do. Optimize it, as far as I'm concerned, means all the wires aren't tangled up anymore. Look, I put a twisty tie around them. For an extra $50, you have an installation plan. You know, an optimization plan.
We should sell a service here.
$25 plus the cost of travel. Come to your house and optimize your Xbox 360. So you pay for us to get there, and we'll optimize your system for you.
By optimize, do you mean take?
Yeah, pretty much. Just take it.
Here's your problem right here. It's this big, bulky 57-inch TV. Let me just replace that. I'm not putting a whole lot of faith in the internet forums saying just how horrible these are. I'm not saying that any of this is true. What I'm questioning is, if the Xbox 360 is the next generation of gaming, what do I have to do to optimize it? And will it be in the manual? Should I be worried?
Is it hard to install? Is it hard to hook up?
This is how you optimize the Xbox 360. You wait a year, then go buy it. Optimized.
I haven't gotten the opportunity to go check out our local Walmart, assuming they have one. Go ahead, buy the 360. All you got to worry about is how to install it, optimizing once installed, and that you're going to kill all the old people on the block because you're going to screw their pacemakers up.
Next topic.
All right, our forum question of the week. This will be short. I forgot.
You suck.
I could just make stuff up. Little Jimmy Pet Bean. He said, no, they're not too small. I'm a 3-inch albino midget, and boy, the new Nano is the perfect size for me. I use it as a surfboard sometimes. Gate around the office.
Nothing like them albino midgets.
So yeah, I forgot. My bad. I posted it just now. www.dreamstation.cc. Go to the general forums. It will be the poll topic up there. Are electronics getting too small? Sorry, I suck.
Next topic.
It's time once again for our top 8 from popular online retailer. All right, here we go. Starting with number 8, the Sony PlayStation Portable Value Pack.
You don't listen. You never listen.
Number 7, PS2, Shadow of the Colossus. Oh no, it gets better, folks. Number 6, the Nintendo DS, Nintendog's Best Friends Teal version. Number 5, the Game Boy Advance SP Pearl Blue with battery and adapter. Also features the D-pad, the A, and the B buttons. I mean, duh.
Doesn't the system come with one of those already?
Advanced models have start and select.
Pre-optimized. Pre-optimized.
Number 4 is the Electric Blue Nintendo DS hardware. That's the one I own. Number 3 is Madden NFL 2006 for the PlayStation 2. Number 2, Microsoft's Age of Empires 3. What's interesting about this title is they have the little average customer rating here. 2.5 out of 5 stars.
But keep buying it.
This sucks, but I need to own it. Microsoft has learned from Sony, apparently. And number 1, Sid Meier's Civilization 4 presale.
So, Keith, have you discovered the mystery of the missing clock?
Yeah, it's apparently in World of Warcraft somewhere. He's still looking for it.
Not recently, no.
Too challenging.
I refuse to go look for help on a 14 or older game, and I'm stuck. So I stopped playing. Nancy Drew is a hard game, man.
Hey, whatever you need to tell yourself, buddy.
Next topic.
All right, time for the mailbag. We have tons of mail, which works out good because we don't have much of a show this week.
We don't have much of a show any week, dude. I don't know why you're making excuses this time.
All right, here's the deal. I'm going to prelude this with, we're curious. Tell us where you're from and what you want to be called when you send us your mail. Also, we've had lots and lots of email dealing with people and their experiences with the iPod Nano. Most people said that it was pretty good. Some said it scratches pretty easily. Overall, I think from what you guys had to say, the Nano was a hit. That being said, there will be a class action lawsuit against Apple for these scratched screens. Actually getting into our mail here. Hey guys, love listening to the show. Been listening since show 19. Oddly, I found your show through the MajorNelson.com site. I'm not sure if you guys have touched on the subject or not, but I'd like to know what you think about digital distribution of games like Valve Software's Steam's service, Tonic BH.
We prefer it. I wish they'd all become that way so we wouldn't have to leave the house to get new games.
If I can't download the game online, I'll just order it from an online store and wait for it to arrive on my doorstep.
The only problem that I have with Steam is that those games really don't ever come down in price. It'll be $49.99 now and forever. Whereas you go to EB and you wait a couple months, or like John Madden 2006 will be reduced when 2007 comes out. Like Half-Life 2 has not come down in price. It probably should have, because you could buy it everywhere else, real retailers, as well as online sites. This one's from Blair from the UK. Hey, I'm from the UK and I regularly listen to your podcast. I was wondering, are there any mountain biking games on the PlayStation 2? Well, this one I actually had to do a little bit of research on, but Downhill Domination, Incog Entertainment. These are the same guys who did Twisted Metal. Downhill Domination is a little bit older title. It probably can be found on clearance. On Game Rankings, it got a 79%, so that's a decent, you know, score, especially for something like a mountain biking game. I had people like, where's Factor Crap? Factor Crap will be around, don't worry. Just not this show. Alright, this one's from Paddy, the British Australian, as he calls himself. It's an audio question here.
Hi there guys, it's Paddy here calling from Australia. Just wanted to know what you guys thought about the up-and-coming Intel chips for the Mac, and whether or not this would stem the decline in PC gaming, and whether or not you might see an increase of games as a result of these new chips. Love the show, and big love to Bumblefoot.
The only thing I could think of in, Bob instructed, a couple weeks ago, to have all the gamers go out and hug Bumblefoot. So yes. I'm assuming that, that he's being facetious.
Remember?
See?
God, no one pays attention to me.
I don't send these questions to anybody beforehand, so this is all off the top of their head. What do you guys think about the upcoming Intel chips for the Mac?
All right, why don't we just say this? We will get a serious answer to your question when Tom returns.
We aren't Mac gamers. We aren't Mac users. I'm not a huge Apple dude, so I didn't really follow the story a whole lot. Do I think it'll stem the decline in PC gaming? Probably not. It could possibly mean that people will start installing Mac OS's on their PCs. I don't think they'll do it in a mainstream enough format to actually cause video game industry to say, oh crap, we need to start making Mac versions of this stuff. In an amazing bout of coincidence, Tom joined the podcast just at this moment.
It's not going to change Mac gaming at all, because look at Linux. Has just about the same number of desktop users and uses the same exact hardware as Windows. But there's not a lot of companies writing games for Linux except for id, with the Quake series and Unreal releases games. And then there was, I can't remember the name of that role-playing game. Point is, there's going to be just as many games released for Mac once they move to Intel as there is now.
There you have it.
They have OpenGL. They don't have, everyone writes to DirectX, which is a Microsoft-only API set.
Damn, you got technical in here all of a sudden.
Well, you said he was going to answer it, and there's the answer.
What I'll do then is I'll translate for the layman. Basically, he's sorry you game on a Mac.
That's not it.
I'm a big fan of your podcast after checking it out from the Podcast Awards. Wow. I listened to your show in my car on the way to work. I think the first show I listened to was when they announced the Xbox 360 prices. I remember the rant you guys had, and I thought it was funny, as it was also exposing other opinions about the system. That made me second guess ever buying it. He's not getting it anymore. I think you have a very funny show. I laugh along with everything. I like the views of the Revolution Controller as well. Keep up the good work. He went on to say that you have the ability in Trauma Center, we talked about it I think last week, that you can press select and you can scroll super fast through all the dialogue and go right into the operations. I hope you do a podcast about the Nintendo Wi-Fi plans. Hey, wish granted. Thank you and keep up the good work, Alan Ray. We kind of talked about the Nintendo DS Wi-Fi plans this issue, as well as a couple issues ago.
Sorry.
I was wondering if any of you guys play any racing games, because I haven't heard any reviews recently. I'm too slow and stupid for most games, and turning a steering wheel left and right is about as much as I can handle.
This is from Roland in South Africa. Good racing game. I guess it kind of depends on what kind of racing games you like. If you like simulation, you're asking the wrong guys. If you like arcade kind of fun stuff, Forza is actually really good, and it is a pretty good simulation. I was greatly disappointed in the, Gran Turismo 4. I actually have the Logitech Driving Pro 900, whatever, $200 steering wheel. I got it just for GT4, and GT4 was a steaming pile. And Mario Kart Double Dash. I guess that kind of counts
awesome
as a racing game.
Yeah.
That's Twisted Metal. This one's from Jason. This one's from Chris Galen. And he's actually our Space Pirates DVD winner. I'll be sending in the proof of the Space Pirates DVD demise very soon. I was listening to last Monday's show, and I totally agree with Tom. Microsoft has laughed at about revealing their plans to make a Generation 5 console. I assume that means a PlayStation 2 generation. Now they're making a Gen 6 console. Apple may get a release a console either before the end of Gen 6 or maybe at the start of Generation 7. Of course, Apple's console will be all white with the little Apple logo, and I would buy it. I was listening to folks at VGN Radio, and they talked about how cool you guys are. Do you know them in person? But basically, yes, we got pimped by VGN Radio. I have a question for everybody except Bob, because he smells.
Get me in the same room with these who are playing video games and point to the one guy who doesn't stink.
He wants to know what other gaming podcasts you guys listen to, if any. I think I'm the only one that listens to gaming podcasts. I listen to Gaming Steve. I listen to Gamertag Radio, Video Game News Radio. I don't think any of you guys listen to video game podcasts.
I listen to Gamertag Radio.
I listen to Gamertag Radio.
Enjoying a French dip sandwich. Oh, this is so good.
This one is from Emissary. Hey guys, I enjoy the show every week. Thanks for the perfect mix of gaming news and senseless rambling.
Thank Chris for the gaming news. Thank the rest of us for the senseless rambling.
Thank the audio editing program for the perfect mix. Otherwise, it would be all senseless rambling. He wanted to ask a question of the show. What are your top 5 games of all time? Thanks for the great show. Good day, sir. I said good day. Oh, God. Top 5 games of all time. That's a very deep question to get into off the top of people's head. Bob, go!
Okay, let's see. We'll get Diablo 2, UT 2004. I've always liked those better than Quake. Twisted Metal. And some form of a Mario game. How about the first one? And a Pac-Man. There you go.
I'm greatly impressed with your spontaneity. These are in no order, and they may be wrong, because, again, we don't go over these questions before the show's over, but Keith, you want to go ahead?
Diablo 2, Final Fantasy 1, The Legend of Zelda, Warlords, I need a fifth, The Dynasty Warriors, how's that?
Tom, do you have a top 5 games of all time?
Counter-Strike, all the Half-Life mods, StarCraft, all the old Sierra Quest games like King's Quest and Space Quest, Legend of Zelda, NES, and I guess the Mario games.
And believe it or not, I didn't think of this, and I wasn't really thinking while you guys were talking. Top 5, I guess, off of my head. The Diablo 2 and all its incarnations. Final Fantasy 1. I don't want to just repeat what you guys said, because all the stuff that you guys said was really good. I mean, Mario, Zelda, Metroid, all that stuff's awesome. I had a ton of fun with Burnout, Unreal Tournament, and Dawn of War. I don't know. God, that's not a very good top 5. Again, hey, you guys did it, so I had to do it, and Dawn of War. How the f*** did Dawn of War make the top 5? Top 5 of all time? No way, Dawn of War. Look at that. I'm critiquing my own top 5 list.
We are not immune from our own scorn.
I'll tell you what. Maybe what we'll do is maybe we'll think about it and post on the forums. Phil came up with 5.
Missile Command or Space Invaders. Diablo 2. World of Warcraft has to be up there.
Forgot about that one.
Gran Turismo 2.
There you go. We've shunned great, great classics like Gauntlet even.
Nah. We've got that game. It's called Diablo 2.
I'm just getting pissed now because, I mean, I don't know if it's in the top 5.
Chris?
Just do Double Dragon, you know?
You didn't say Street Fighter.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Mortal Kombat? Street Fighter?
Yeah, we have to update these lists.
No, you can't. This is like the sound of one hand clapping. It has no answer.
That sounds like this.
You mean this?
You are the most talented person in the world.
Well, I guess that was two hands clapping, just not together.
Oh, damn! We can't do it! We suck!
Next topic.
Alright, that's the show. Sorry it sucked. You've been listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. Check out our site for news, reviews, interviews, forums, and our downloadable show archive. Email us audio reviews, audio comments, email questions, etc. Video game show at DreamStation.cc. If you'd like, vote for us at your favorite podcast voting area. Again, you can check out that Frappopolis thingy and put your little doohickey there on the map so that people can hunt you down and kill you in your sleep. It is Halloween. Get back to you same time next week. Maybe we will have a Halloween-flavored DreamStation show.
Oh, yes. It's going to be recorded on Halloween.
Bye.
Bye.
We have concluded at 8:21 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday the 24th.
Yeah.